The coming invasion of Iran. Days after the United States and Israel killed Iran's leader, the war is set to enter a dramatic new phase. Thousands of Iranian Kurdish militants are gathering in Iraqi Kurdistan. They are set to receive American and Israeli financial and military support to launch a major attack on Iranian territory, according to several people with close knowledge of the plan. Other armed militants, such as the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, an exiled opposition group that has long carried out violent operations inside Iran, and Baloch militias that operate on Iran's southeastern border with Pakistan, are also rumored to be involved. Last month, five Kurdish-Iranian political parties came together to form the Coalition of Political Forces of Iranian Kurdistan, signaling their desire for joint political action. The five parties, all of which have military wings, have gathered thousands of their members in Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan. Regional leader of an Iranian opposition group, who has been privy to the plans, told me he requested anonymity like others I spoke with for this story, because of the sensitivity of the operation. According to this person, the operation is to be led by the Democratic Party of Iranian Kurdistan, known by its Kurdish initials, PDKI, whose leader, Mustafa Hijri, spoke by phone with Donald Trump yesterday. The PDKI has deep roots among Iran's Kurds. It is the oldest Kurdish party and a consultative member of the Socialist International. According to the opposition leader who spoke with me, as well as the leader of one of the Kurdish groups aware of but not included in the plan, the US and Israel have set aside significant funds for arms and logistical support to the five Iranian Kurdish groups. A spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces said the organization had no comment on this matter. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Komala Party of Iranian Kurdistan, also a consultative member of the Socialist International, but more left-leaning than the PDKI, joined the coalition today, becoming its sixth member party. The party had already received arms and financial support separately, my opposition source told me. Khalid Azizi, PDKI spokesperson, declined to comment when I reached him by phone.